Thank you for listening to episode 2 of Is There a Way Out? Today we're going to be talking about Jesus, the open door. You ready? Let's go. Have you ever seen a scary movie where the person is desperately looking for a way out to avoid their demise? Just imagine. A person that has been kidnapped is now locked away in some creepy cabin in the middle of the woods with what seems to be no way out. It's always like that, right? Then after searching for a way out, the way of escape appears. It always does. Now they have a small window of time to make a decision. Do they use that way of escape and run for their lives? Or do they stay there and do nothing? What would you do if you were that person? Oftentimes, a lot more times than we want to realize, that is us. It's the same in leaving anything that is damaging your life. For example, an addiction, an abusive relationship, or a prideful lifestyle. When God presents you with a way of escape, you are still faced with a decision. But God is so awesome that He won't force you to choose. He gives you the choice to choose. His word says in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." That is huge. He's giving us the choice between life and death. Blessings and cursings. And then he says that he gives us the answer. Choose life so that not just you can live, but your descendants, your children, the generations to follow you can live. That is so huge. God is so gracious and merciful that he gives us this chance, this opportunity, and then he gives us the answer. He sets before us choices and then gives us the right one to choose. But it's still up to us to choose. Oftentimes, we want to be rescued from something, a situation, or anything with little or no effort made on our end. But we see here, this is not so. The Lord gives us the choice. We cannot say that God is not able to deliver us, when in fact, He is willing and He's able. He's more than able. The question is, are you willing to choose Him and His way? So today in this episode, I want to talk about Jesus being the open door, Jesus being the way out. I remember many times that the Lord gave me a way out. And a lot of those times I ran the opposite way because I was having too much fun living the life that I was living, sleeping with whoever I wanted to sleep with little to no regret until I got hurt, and then I sought for the way out. But then I went right back. It was a revolving door for me. A few of those times, of course, I did take the way out, but every time I went back, it got so much harder to come back to Christ again. The struggle was insanely hard each time I went back. But He knows the end of a thing at the beginning, and we don't. So every time that He presents the way of escape, no matter what that looks like, it would benefit us to take the way that He provides. We can only assume what will happen next week, the next day, or even in the next second, but He actually knows. I used to think I had so much time to make up my mind, to give my life fully to Christ, to surrender my sexuality and everything that I wanted to do, my freedom and all of that. I said when I was about 16 or 17, I said that when I turn 30, that I'll give my life to Christ because I felt that it would be boring and I wouldn't be able to do anything and I had to dress like a nun. But that is so far from the truth. There is freedom in Christ. There is liberty in Christ. There is fullness of joy in His presence. And His love surpasses anything that I've ever experienced in my life. And that's everything that I wanted and so much more. So everything that I was thinking, it was a lie. So I chose to believe the truth years later. But once I did, I had no regrets. He was trying to save me from certain heartache, mental torment, unnecessary homelessness, and physical pain. But instead of responding to him, I wanted to do things my way. So this is before I chose the way out. And I chose to stay in my mess to see if things would change for my good, because it looked so promising. Everything that I was doing, it didn't seem like it was going to be hell for me. It didn't seem like the end of it would be bad, because no one was getting hurt. I wasn't getting hurt, and I wasn't hurting anyone. So I figured I'd stay there. But I was deceived and continue to deceive myself by hoping for something that is anti-God, hoping that this thing would work for my benefit. The web was being wrapped around me, and I was too busy enjoying my mess to even see it. And it wasn't until I asked God to make the way of escape for me did I begin to see and feel the strength of the web that I was tangled in. And as I was taking strides to take the way of escape that he provided for me, it felt like all of hell was coming against me breaking free from the life that I thought was giving me life, but it was actually quite the opposite. John 10:10 reads, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." This is Jesus talking here. He's explaining why he came and what the enemy has come to do. So again, it reads, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come," this is Jesus saying, "I have come that they may have life and live it to the full." That means an abundance, an overflow. This is why he came, to give us life, not to take it. He came to give us joy, to give us an abundance of life, not to steal or kill or destroy us. This is what the thief does. And I didn't realize when I was living as an avid bisexual that the enemy of my soul, the one who hates me the most, was coming to rip my joy from me, my peace, my sanity from me. He was coming to kill me, ultimately to destroy me, to break me, and to leave me in shambles without a thought of a way of getting out. He wanted me to be hopeless, and a lot of times I was. I didn't understand that this gospel message that was preached was able to keep me, to heal me. But I want to encourage you and just remind you of this important truth, my friend, that the gospel message isn't just meant to save you, but to keep you. He is more than able to keep you. The word says that he's able to keep you from falling. And he can. It does not have to be a revolving door where you're coming out of this lifestyle and then you're getting into the presence of the Lord and then you're going right back into the lifestyle and coming back. You don't have to go that way. He is more than able to keep you from falling. He is more than able to keep you from falling. Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound." Did you hear that? He came to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in the lifestyle, I felt like a prisoner. I felt like I could not leave, even if I wanted to, which at that time I didn't. But when I even had the thought, a thought came right behind it, like, why would you leave? How can you leave? You can't. Where are you going to go? What for? All these questions of doubt, and then fear came, and then shame came, and then I just said, forget it. And I just stayed there. I felt like I was bound to be where I was. And I didn't realize how deep in it I was. I did not realize that my heart was broken. And that is what solidified me staying in it. I was looking for love. I was looking for acceptance. I was looking for all these things. I was looking for someone who would love me and not abandon me and not leave me brokenhearted all over again. But each person that I laid with did not fulfill what I was looking for. It wasn't until I met Christ, who was more than able to love me, because he loved me before I was even created. He loved me. He thought enough about me. Even then, he knew everything about me and he still chose to love me. So it is with you. The Lord loves you. If you've never heard it before, I want to be the first to tell you this truth. The Lord loves you. He is in love with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. So while you're even listening to this message, I pray that you will feel his love drawing you to him. This is a love that will never abandon you. This is a love that will never break your heart. This is the love that will never say, I'm ashamed to be seen with you. He wants you. He wants you. He wants your heart. He doesn't just want your request. He wants your life. He wants your heart, your devotion. You are created for him and for his purpose, for his good pleasure. He will delight in blessing you, in keeping you, in speaking to you, in loving on you, lavishing you with his love. This is his delight. But you first must make the choice to say, yes, God, I want the way out. Jesus is the way out. He is the open door. All we have to do is agree with him and walk through that door. You don't have to be bound to a lifestyle that was never meant for you. A lifestyle that you very well may be looking for a way out of. I'm here to tell you that it is through Jesus Christ. The word says in John 10:7, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He is the door that we're looking for. We can't go around Jesus to get to God. There's no other way. We can't say, oh, I have my own relationship with God, but you disregard Jesus and his word. Jesus was the word made flesh, and God esteems his word higher than his very name. So you can't get around Jesus to get to God. We can't disregard his word or only obey or agree with part of it in an effort to gain a relationship with God. It's just not possible. Jesus said in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So again, Jesus is the way out. He is the open door. If you're looking for a way of escape, I'm here to reveal it to you right now. It's through Jesus Christ. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you would choose him today. The word says, in the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So I pray that you will openly receive him today, that you will pray no matter where you are listening to this recording, that you will call on the name of Jesus, repent of your sins, receive his forgiveness, accept and believe that he died and rose again on the third day, and believe on him today as your Lord and Savior. Be free in Jesus' name. Don't sit and do nothing when the door has been opened before you. Walk through the door and receive your way of escape. Amen.